We're talking about Letterkenny Trad Week. And in studio with us is Martin McGinley. And of course, he's brought Ted Ponsonby. Both of you, thanks very much. It's lovely to have you in. Now, Martin, we're going to hear from the two of you very shortly. You've been kind enough to commit to that. Just in case you weren't aware.
Well, we'll try our best anyway.
I'm only joking. So this is coming up now at the end of this month.
Now it starts
great
next,
show on, I presume.
But it's Letterkenny Trad Week, and as Sean Hannigan over the RCC says, it's not trad and it's not a week. So that's a good start. It's actually it's over 11 days, and there's just a series of fantastic concerts. These are all sort of world-renowned names in folk and traditional music. It's not just traditional, it's folk as well. So
they don't go everywhere. You know, you have to have the reputation, you have to have the right organisation.
I mean, Sean in particular in the RCC, you know, he's got a reputation for knowing his stuff, and he's brought, you know, breaking acts here. For instance, this time he's bringing the Ringan Sisters from Sheffield. They're sort of, they're breaking, but I think they're going to be pretty big. They're really exceptional players. Okay. But you've got... I think it's the best thing to do is just let people know just what's happening, and then we can talk a little bit about the artists, because you could talk about these people all day. They're all multi, sort of the Grammy nominated. They've won BBC Folk Awards. They're really top of the tree stuff. So it starts off with a bluegrass band on Friday the 20th. That's Special Consensus. I've seen these people are absolutely fantastic, bluegrass. And then No Crows are coming up from Sligo. I don't think they've played in Donegal before. And I think they have an album either out or on the way, and they have a European tour coming up. So they're worth catching as well. Philippe and the band are coming up. So that's next Friday in the RCC. Now on Sunday... we're going to be busy because there are four musicians coming who are also top-class musicians. Julie Fowlis, who's from the Hebrides, is one of the best-known singers in folk music. She sang, people might remember, she sang in that Disney Pixar film, Brave. And she sings. I was looking at her on YouTube just yesterday because I was putting up a clip on our Facebook site. And she was singing in Scots Gaelic, a song, and had got nearly 800,000 hits on YouTube.
So she's doing a lot of work in different areas in terms of promoting the arts and language.
Oh, yeah, she's really a really big name. So she's playing with three other people who are also very talented. Chris Deaver, who's the front man with Lowe. They're a really top band from Scotland.
So what Sunday are we talking about here?
That's Sunday week, tomorrow Sunday, week.
Exactly, just in case people think it's tomorrow. Get excited.
It starts up next Friday, and then there's Sunday. So there's Julie Fowlis, Chris, Aoife Ní Vreain, an exceptional fiddle player and violinist. She's played with the RTÉ Symphony Orchestra and the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, the Ulster Orchestra. She's also won 7 All-Irelands on the fiddle. So she's a really exceptional. And Páraic Rinn on the concertina. So that's, when you're talking about next weekend, that's those two concerts. That's also in the RCC. And we're having workshops because I'm working with the Donegal Music Education Partnership. Now, this concert's coming as part of Music Network, and they encourage us to do workshops. So Donegal young musicians and singers are getting the chance to do workshops with these four exceptional talents.
I mean, what an opportunity that is.
That's brilliant. That's transferring. That's giving people, young Donegal musicians, get a chance to sit down with Julie Fowlis and, you know, what do you do? And, you know, what did I do? And over...
And you know, virtually without exception, you talk to these people after the fact, and they definitely take something very significant from that with them.
Yeah.
You know, that experience and the rub, even just...
Yeah, one meeting can make an awful lot of difference. And I'm getting sidetracked here, but I was giving a talk on Donegal fiddling down in Neshon, and I asked Paul O'Shaughnessy, who played with Alton, who's an exceptional player. I said, you know, did you ever meet the fiddle player, the travelling fiddle player, John Doherty? He says, I met him once. He said, before I met him, my mother couldn't get me to practice because his mother's a fiddle player too. After I met him, I couldn't stop practicing. That's the impact
in
one meeting can make. So that's next weekend, Special Consensus, Friday night, and then what I call the Fab Four, also in the RCC on Sunday night. So then the Moonies, everybody knows the Moonies from Gaedore. They've put a band together, a family band.
We had them in here last week or the week before.
All right.
Four of them.
Yeah, I saw them in Glenties, during the autumn there, and I was really impressed with them. Manus Loney was sitting in as well. And I thought they were great. And they're doing a concert in the RCC with the Ringan Sisters that I talked about. I've been listening to them. I've never seen them. I don't know if they've never played around this neck of the woods. They're fairly new in that their first album came out in 2013 and they have another one out now recently. And they are exceptional. Yeah. Professional musicians. They're two daughters of a fiddle maker, a violin maker in England. And they're sort of, they call themselves singer fiddlers. And but they have such a range of influences. They both spent a lot of time in Scandinavia. One of them's an expert in French fiddle music. They're great singers. So that's going to be fabulous. And that's with the Moonies. And that's in the RCC as well. Then the last two concerts are probably, you know, really, really big concerts there than in the Greenan. And one, so the Moonies and the RCC Friday week. Saturday the 28th, the Greenan, Martin Carthy and Eliza Carthy. Two of the biggest names in English folk music. Martin Carthy's been around since the, you know, since the folk boom in the 60s.
He's
looking at Ted there.
He's been around since.
He probably knows him well. Ted grew up with him playing the guitar.
Well, he did support for Dolores Keane when I was touring with her over in England.
Yeah, he's a legendary. He's Martin Carthy MBE. Then Eliza, his daughter, has also gone to the top of the tree in folk music, and but they don't really appear too often together. I don't think so. This is a special occasion.
There's a lot of uniqueness here.
Aye.
But go on anyway. Sorry.
And then Lynched. This is called a family affair. The concert on Saturday the 20th in the Green Inn. The other band is Lynched. Now Lynched are a growing name in the whole music scene in Ireland. I think it's since they appeared on Jules Holland, sort of people woke up. They were in the RCC not that long ago. They do kind of Dublin street songs and play tunes and all that sort of thing. But Martin Carthy was talking about them. He says he thinks they're the greatest thing since Planxty.
And as you say, you know, like people maybe have an idea what trad is in their head, you know, and you need to do away with that and go along and see some of these acts.
Oh, well, this is sort of a broad folk acoustic mix.
Yeah.
You know, it's called Letterkenny Trad Week, but it's a sort of a very sort of Catholic offering. You know, it's kind of acoustic. We've got a lot of, you know, there's emerging talent in the Ringgit Sisters. There's long-established talent like the Carthys, and we've got our own local stuff, the Moonies as well. So it's a fantastic mix. And just talking to Sean about it, he said that, you know, often you put one of these things together, you think, you know, I'd love if I could have got some, you know, that would have been a great with that. But he says, at this time, he says, I think this is a brilliant
And Ted, your own musical career is amazing. You still get excited by events like this, the different artists coming up, the you know, fresh faces, the old faces.
Yeah, it's good to see it. And there's local ones as well.
Of course. And those organised events that you have there, do you expect little sessions to break out in different venues, or what's the...
Well, you know what happens at these things is that there's a concert, and then afterwards people sort of get together and go somewhere.
Yeah,
could be a local pub.
Well, that's it, you know, and that's kind of it's a nice vibe, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
and
drink responsibly, of course, but you know, it's organic.
Yeah, that's a big theme in trad and folk. Drink responsibly is
an ignored theme, or
so. No, but that's the beauty of it, because you've got these artists all appearing in the one bill, but they may never have actually sat down together.
Yeah.
And you may actually be there on the first.
That's what
night.
I was just about to say. The people will be there and say, "I saw them when they played together for the first time." Which it's creating musical memories and history, I suppose, to some extent.
So the last concert then is the Sunday Monday the 30th, also in the Greenland. So the last tour in the Greenland, and this is Billy Bragg and Joe Henry. Now this is a major. I think this is selling pretty fast. This one. They're getting a lot of exposure at the moment because they got on a train. I can't remember where it was, but they were heading a couple of thousand miles and they're ending up in LA. And they recorded this album along the way. So it's kind of very stripped down and it's all classics. I was listening to, I do listen to the odd other radio station, Lyric.
It's
during
okay.
The week.
It is actually allowed, you know, and you can name them as well.
So they played them, Billy Bragg and Joe Henry. Joe Henry's from the USA. Billy Bragg is a really, you know, sort of famous sort of folk singer and political activist, English. And they were singing In the Early Morning Rain.
Right.
Lovely, you know, simple but very nice version of it. Joe Henry, a lot of people know about Billy Bragg. Joe Henry, I hadn't really heard of him, but he's a great operator as well, a great singer, songwriter. He's a very well-known producer, and he's also married to Madonna's sister, which probably does no harm either.
No, exactly.
So you never know. Madonna might be in the Greenland Theatre. She might do a support act for these lads.
It was Martin and Ted that said that. If Madonna doesn't turn up, it's nothing to do with Greg. Okay,
no, we can't guarantee it.
So in terms of tickets, do you go through the On Green on box office for those ones, the RCC? How do people get tickets? Because, you know, these things do sell out and we don't want anyone disappointed. So if you have an inkling of going, you want to be getting your tickets now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try and get to them all.
Yeah.
I think... But yeah, go on to On Green, and you can either call in, you can pay for them online. There's a lot of more information on the Greenan website. So just go on there and see what ones you like and book them and I get them. Because I know, for instance, that last one I talked about, Billy Braggart's, you know, it's filling up.
People will be travelling quite... I know they will for generally for a lot of the events, but for that one, people will be travelling for that. And what was I going to say? You were talking about you've been posting teaser videos and more information. Is that on Facebook, is it?
Yeah, we've put on a little bit of stuff on our as the Donegal Music Education Partnership.
Right.
Now, we don't go by that. We call ourselves the DMEP.
It's going to sound a mouthful, isn't it? But
try answering
the
phone.
That box
30 times a day. Donegal Music Education Partnership. So it's DMEP. So I'm going to be putting up more videos. At the moment, I've got up Aoife Ní Mhuireán in a workshop, delivering a workshop in French.
Right. Just to tease.
So I said our workshop is going to be in English.
Did you just search workshop and gave up on the first one when I was in French? Yeah. I
mean, but she was playing a Donegal fiddle tune, but she was teaching it to a crowd of French fiddle players, which I thought was nice. And I've up Julie Fowlis as well. Two tracks of hers, one on our DMEP Facebook, and one on my own, Martin McGinley DMEP. So the second one, then I thought, right. The first one got 800,000 hits. What did the second one get? That was 500,000 hits for a song being sung in Scots.
It's amazing.
Gaelic.
It's great stuff. It really
so
is.
I think that's great.
The future of the genre, the broad church, is bright. And you're talking about new talent coming through. You have fresh faces, you know, interesting pairings and connections. It's positive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is really top-class, Bill. I mean, these are all, you know, artists who've made the crossover, who are known not just by people who are interested in folk music, but, you know, Billy Bragg, Martin Carthy, they're known throughout music.
I danced to Jim Ponsonby in the... Ted Ponsonby, is it? In the Devlin Hall. Does anyone know when the last... It was Jim Ponsonby in the Delvin Hall. Does anyone know when the last waltzing competition was held in the Delvin Hall? I don't know. Do you have any insight?
Ted would know that.
Long time. Yeah,
sorry, officially, it was a long time ago.
The Devlin Hall was in Lower Main Street, wasn't it?
So, yeah. It was Deja Vu, and then it's closed now.
Right. Okay.
It was St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone having some fond memories of it. So there you go. We don't know when the last waltz was held, the last waltzing competition. It might be for they want to keep the record straight. So if you do know that, 086 77 00 555. Right then. Bit of music. What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm going to spring something on Ted here because I was just looking.
Not only do you drag him up here on a Saturday morning, but now it's surprises.
Well, I thought because it's Letterkenny Tradweek, I knew there was a tune that was composed by a guy called Ed Reavy.
Yeah.
And he called it the Letterkenny Blacksmith. And if I had time, I would have gone back. But I think I passed the Fords this morning that tune was written about.
Oh, lovely.
It's for sale. It's down beside Black's 24-hour shop. And it's called The Forge. And that was the blacksmith, I think. One of the members of the family went off to America. And Ed Reavy knew him there and made up the tune for him.
Okay.
So I'm not going to play that one.
I was pretending to know what you're on about for nothing.
But the other tune, that tune is kind of well known. It's the Letterkenny Blacksmith. But there's another tune which is not well known. And it's called Letterkenny Frolics. And I came across it in this book of Donegal fiddle tunes.
Okay.
It was collected, and a lot of people will know the family connection with this tune. It was collected, was published in a 1904 volume of the Journal of the Irish Folk Song Society in London. But it was collected from a fiddle player called Andrew McIntyre, and I think he was the grandfather of John McIntyre, who was the editor of the People's Press. That would make him then the great-grandfather of people like Eunan McIntyre from Eunan Max and Sean McIntyre, and Martin McIntyre, who makes pipes and flutes and stuff. So this tune comes from over 100 years ago when it was collected, 1904, from the playing of Andrew McIntyre. I don't know it, but I'm going to try it. And Ted has never heard it before, and he's going to try it too.
Take it away, guys.
He has no choice.
Why not?
This is a strange thing.
There can't be too many you'd chance that with, Martin, is it? You have a lot of faith in this man, and well earned.
You got the word chance. So
I am. Listen, do you just want to do one more?
Yeah. I suppose we might as well do the other one, which is the Letterkenny Blacksmith. Letterkenny.
Just any better, Ted?
Ted has never heard this one either.
I know the blacksmith, but I don't actually know the tune.
Yeah. It was supposed to be of legendary.
Jeez, I know the blacksmith, but I don't know the tune.
George was the name of the blacksmith. Right. He used to make tunes for sleighs for me and all the people around.
Well, there you go. And
first, what was the second?
First snowflake could go over with a drag over the sleigh and get new shoes on it.
What was the second name?
Oh, good. I'll remember before we finish.
Yeah.
George.
Well, yeah, so what, about 2 minutes? Absolutely amazing, and that local connections too. Yeah, what more could we ask? It's almost like we researched this. So Ted Barnsby, thanks so much for calling up again. Always a treat to have you in. Also, thanks to you, Martin McGinley, and there's more information online, and there's I presume there's flyers in most places around the town, are there?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the week. It starts next Friday.
Starts next Friday, so concerts Friday and Sunday.
Superb.
And then the following weekend again.
Check on Green on, as you say, a couple of those or both of those. There's going to be high demand getting closer, particularly the last one. Thank you both so much.